This year, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbat and Sunday. Consequently, there's a law that we won't fulfill a particular commandment, which is absolutely intertwined with Rosh Hashanah, and that is blowing the shofar. Matter of fact, it's the only thing that we really know about Rosh Hashanah is blowing the shofar. That's all the Torah says. So how is it possible that just because it comes out on Shabbat, we're not going to do the mitzvah? The rabbis were the ones who commanded us, don't do it. Don't do it for various reasons. In a place there's no air, if somebody may carry it. If it breaks, maybe someone's come to fix it. Which means essentially, we're more concerned with Shabbat. And we're more concerned with not desecrating or keeping holy God's day than we are to do this commandment, which very, very well save us in terms of this time of judgment. That's amazing. So I want to try to understand how this can possibly be, and maybe we'll frame it like this. God said, blow the shofar. Who are the rabbis to come and say, don't do it? Even though the rabbis may have a good reason, and the good reason is because of concern for God, and that's their mandate. Nonetheless, there may be something much deeper here. One of the texts that we read on Rosh Hashanah is the story when Avram was asked to take his son Yitzchak and to offer him. Now that is, for us, a completely traumatic story. It's a difficult story. How can God ask of such a thing? Nonetheless, we say to God, remember that Avram was willing to sacrifice everything, and please remember this in our merits. But there may be something deeper here. God commands Avram, take your son and put him on top of an altar. And in that dramatic moment, when Avram is about to bring down the knife and slaughter his son, an angel comes from heaven, and the angel says, stop. Now, the truth is, I can ask the same question. How dare we listen to an angel when God said to do it and the angel said not to do it? Which means, on Rosh Hashanah, we not only accept the Torah and God, we even accept that God said to listen to the rabbis. This is a multifaceted, what we can call Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, accepting the yoke of heaven, including listening to the rabbis. And if I say philosophically, or in terms of Jewish outlook, machshava, where do we see such an idea? Right back at the Akedah. When God said to do it, and the angel said don't do it, Avram should have said, excuse me, who do I listen to? Do I listen to God or do I listen to an angel? This understanding that God sends angels and tells us, therefore, to listen to the angels, that's the exact idea of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why this reading is so apt for Rosh Hashanah, which means if we really understand the concept, the aspect of reading about Yitzchak being removed and saved because the angel said, don't do it, isn't that really what we want God to do? That even if we're in a precarious situation, even if the sword is coming down, that we hope and pray that God will send an angel and save us and stop whatever negative decrees existed. This was a year with all kinds of terrible decrees. We're waiting for the sound of the angel to stop all the negative decrees, and we'll know it's God who sent that angel, and we'll listen to that angel, because that's exactly what we do on Rosh Hashanah this year. We don't blow the shofar because we love and believe in God so much. We don't blow the shofar because the Shabbat that God gave us is so holy. We don't blow the shofar because we accept the word of God and embrace it completely, even the word of God to listen to the rabbis. May God accept our lack of action, our listening to the rabbis, and know that deep in our hearts we want to blow the shofar. And may he accept our will as the strongest prayers, and accept the prayers of the Jewish people, and bring about forgiveness for the entire Jewish people, for the entire world. May all of this be written and inscribed in the book of life, with health, with wealth, and with happiness. Shana Tovah.